Tilly Schilling, a British name if there ever was one, was born in Hampshire, England in 1909. It seems Tilly was born with a natural curiosity of what makes things work. At just 14 years old, Tilly bought a motorcycle, spending hours disassembling and reassembling its two-stroke engine. Not only was Tilly Schilling modifying motorcycle engines, Tilly was racing them. Able to get the most out of a Norton M30 motorbike, Tilly exceeded 100 miles an hour for a full 2.7-mile lap at the renowned Brooklands Racetrack in Surrey, England. That stunning feat in 1934 led to Tilly receiving the British Motorcycle Racing Club's Gold Star Award. Even today, the Brooklands Museum has a collection of Tilly's racing badges and trophies. However, at the close of the 1930s, ominous clouds of war were billowing over the entire European continent. Across the English Channel from Britain, Adolf Hitler came to power. On September 1st, 1939, Hitler's German military machine invaded neighboring Poland. 2 days later, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain shared daunting and disturbing news with his fellow British subjects.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently, this country is at war with Germany.
By this time, Tilly had been recruited by the Royal Air Force establishment, the Research and Development Agency of the Royal Air Force. Using that same innovative spirit used to get the most out of a motorcycle engine brought Tilly a quick promotion to technical officer on aircraft engines. Soon thereafter, war came to the shores of Britain. In late summer 1940, the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, began bombing British citizens in population centers. For Germany to prepare for an invasion of the British Isles, the Luftwaffe needed air superiority, and they had an overwhelming advantage in aircraft. Over 2,500 German Messerschmitt fighters to only 750 RAF planes. Just one thing stood in the way of a full-scale German invasion. Brave British pilots. Manning Spitfire and Hurricane fighter planes, their responsibility was to drive German's airborne invaders back across the English Channel. The responsibility of keeping those brave men in the air fell upon Tilly and the other Royal Air Force engineers. But a fatal problem soon arose in British fighter planes. The usually reliable Rolls-Royce Merlin engines were stalling when pilots went into a nosedive, a common technique used in tense dogfighting with German pilots. British pilots and planes were lost, while Luftwaffe planes escaped to fight another day. At this moment, the future of a free British people was in peril. Winston Churchill, the new British Prime Minister, knew the magnitude of this moment. He galvanized an entire nation with his stately, oratorical message.
What General Vagon has called the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be freed, and the life of the world may move forward. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
But this would not be their finest hour if planes continued to stall at crucial moments due to flooding carburetors. A modification was needed in the Rolls-Royce engine. There was no time for a complete redesign. The change must be simple, easy to mass manufacture, and quick to install. The Royal Air Force called upon the innovative mind of technical engineer Tilly Schilling. Working at the Farnborough Airfield in Surrey, Tilly used the knowledge gained in racing motorcycles to find a solution. The result was a simple thimble-shaped brass unit that restricted the flow of fuel that was flooding the engines of the RAF fighter planes. Perhaps most importantly, Tilly's device could be fitted into the carburetor without taking essential aircraft out of service. Although still outnumbered, Tilly's life-saving innovation turned the tide of the Battle of Britain to the favor of the Royal Air Force. Germany's failure to destroy the British air defenses was the first major defeat suffered by the Germans in World War II. It stopped the Axis powers from a planned invasion of the British Isles and total victory in Europe. Although the war was far from ending, the future of Britain began to look more hopeful. Churchill again took to the airwaves to give a rousing and historical message, acknowledging those brave Brits whose efforts changed the fortunes of their country.
The gratitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Tilly's wartime heroics brought about Britain's finest hour. In 1949, Tilly was awarded the Officer of the Order of the British Empire by King George VI himself. Tilly Schilling made history by changing the course of history. For this, Tilly will forever be remembered as one of the greatest female engineers of all time. Breaking barriers. Pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, pass it on to a friend or have them listen at passiton.com.